Hello. Good morning. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. I am here driving to the office in the office. Make myself laugh sometimes. But I'm here, you know, ready to give up all that good information. Today's podcast is going to be on organizing your projects. This word projects, just think about it in whatever form you decide. If projects mean business, if project means photo shoot, if project means assignment, if project means maybe your schedule, take it as that. So, I love to schedule shit that falls on its time because it just helps with that feeling of fulfillment that you can possibly do something on a regular basis. When we're organizing something, we tend to put a whole bunch of, this is gonna be crazy. No, you have to put a piece in your organization because, and especially if you're starting early, because it's just gonna be so perfect, especially when you're organizing it right now. The earlier you can find out about things, the better. Now, am I saying all projects will come 3 weeks ahead? No. 1 month ahead? No. And that is fine. When you find out that you have to do some last minute shebangs, get to it right away. Start organizing. Maybe write down the title of your project. Maybe you can, this is personally what I like to do. I love to write down the titles of my projects, whatever I'm going to do. And then in writing, I do the physical stuff. So a good example is, when we work on the shirts, we work on covers, we work on music covers. So each time it's a different project. So what I do before I write anything else about the project is I put in, I don't want to like say any project names that haven't come out. Okay, so Illusion of Love came out, whatever. Let's put Illusion of Love. That's what we're going to do. So we're going to put Illusion of Love. And under Illusion of Love, I put Illusion of Love is going to get done on certain amount of date. We're going to use the background of the living room, most likely. In that, we're going to use crystals, red lipstick, material. We're going to organize the lights. I write things like that. And then when that finishes, we upload in those words. Next, what I do is put my supplies of items I'm going to use. Now, you can do this backwards where you do your list. I got my red lipstick, I got my hair pins, got my hairdresser, hair and makeup are guaranteedly done. Have my outfit, things like that. And then under that, you can write with the hair and makeup, blah, 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 certain one, two, three, whatever. It helps with, first, you are analyzing your items, which means I have this, I have that, I need this, I need that. So it helps if you are in need of at least a couple more items for your project. If you need things like you're launching a website, on September 9th, I will be launching my website. I already have our coordinator, so at a certain amount of time, I'm going to let them know to add this, add that, take away this, and we'll drop the website. The images in our mind, right? Our human power is so strong that you can envision these things. And then when it's really happening, you go step by step. And I'm not saying that everything's going to be the same way, the same day. But you have so much power over that, that why not? Why can't everything be just right. You know what I mean? So, those are good strategies in my opinion, where you write your title, write your physical form out of what you're going to do, and then write your list of items that you need. Or write your items that you need, camera, products, glitz and glam, hairpins, hairspray, shoes, dresses, all that shit, write it down. Write it down! Okay? Okay. With this sec, just go. Sorry, I'm road rage. Okay, so that's a good stop. Boom, boom, boom. So next, organizing time that everybody can come around for is very important. Also, make sure that people know that your time is serious. Hey, you can't be late because you won't get done. And then when they actually get there late, don't compromise. Oh, it's okay, you can unless it's something you have to teach lessons as you are learning. It's not pride, it's not ego, it's respect my time, I respect yours, let's respect each other, right? So make sure everybody's on time, everything's on point. If you want something organized at 3 in the afternoon, tell everybody to get there at least an hour earlier, because everybody has a 15-minute excuse, 30-minute excuse. Everybody has an excuse on what they're late and why they're late that day. Okay? This is going to be your responsibility of judgment. So, depending on these people, maybe it's their first time, maybe you know them to be, you know, latecomers, whatever. That's on you. You're the one that's going to be working with that and dealing with that. So, remember, what you want to deal with, you can definitely choose. So, organize everybody. Let everybody have their time to do a clean station. Like, if you're doing a project within that, let everybody get their time, which is why you should announce an hour earlier at least, so that everybody can prep and prime their stations and be organized for when the physical part of everything is happening, when the action part of everything is happening. It is such a breeze, like it just flows so nicely when people have their things nice and organized, when people have everything nice and clean and ready to go. When it is showtime to whatever it is, a release, you know, a relaunch, a restock, anything like that, assure that everybody, if it's a person more than you, assure everybody's on the same page. So if you're on the same page that everybody else should be on, make sure everybody's on that page. Have physical proof. Hey, are you here? Let me see. Okay. Are you here? Let me see. Because certain times people don't take things serious as you. And they can be saying they're doing it. And in all reality, they're scratching their ass. You understand what I'm saying? So make sure that you have some proof of hard work, even if you're not there at the moment. So organizing, following through. Set a date and time. It makes it real, okay? Because when you take it out of your subconscious, out of your mind, then it's still just not there with the realistic speaking. But when you set a date, a set a time, send out some text messages. Hey guys, I'm working on this project and I would like certain you guys to be a part of it. Always organize that first, because you just don't know who's going to be in the project, and you don't know who wants to be in the project and who can definitely help you for less stress. Now, if you have to do certain things by yourself, by all means, it happens. If it's just you and someone else, it happens. This is normal. Don't let this type of stuff stop you, because when you want to get things done, you might as well get them done yourself, okay? I'm trying to see. Organizing your people, organizing your thoughts is especially in that part where it's like the physical written part of what you're gonna actually do in physical form. I very confident that the same way that you'll plug into the paper is the same way you're gonna plug into in real life and do everything in real life. So that's really fun when your writing starts to unravel. And I'm sorry I'm all over the place. I really have to pay attention to these morning drivers. So organize your thoughts, organize your people, organize your products. You don't want to have anything missing when you're there. And that's where it comes to organizing people. If you need something that isn't there, organize your people. Hey, can you drop out the store before you could? And if that person happens to be late, that's fine because you did ask them for a favor, right? Organize your people, organize your thoughts, organize your products. Make sure nothing is missing. If you have a vision on anything, go get creative, imaginative, get pictures, get ideas that you've seen before, get aesthetics that please you, that help you out with conquering and making your own spin-off on certain things, because there's really, really lots you can do, and the last thing you want to do is be like the next person. Now, I know I always tell you, everybody is doing everything. There's nothing that no one, that anybody's doing that no one is doing, if that makes sense. So do it the way you want to, but if you're gonna be inspired by certain ideas and certain people, you want to make sure you do the spin-off. You know what I'm saying? Do the spin-off. Because I'm not down to see the same shit, the same cutting, the same people, and the same strategy, and the same techniques, and the same layers, and the same styles. I'm not with it. Because we're all doing the same thing, but not everybody was born and raised in the same creative space. Not everybody was, you know, raised up in the same creative space. So why are you acting like you don't have no creativity? Sit your ass down, get your pen and paper, get some coloring stuff going on. I don't care how childish you feel. If you feel fucking childish, then the creative world ain't for you. You gotta go. And that's on that. Stop copying people. You know what I mean? Your ideas and projects will never feel fun and fresh because you're over here jotting down what Fulana is doing. Get out of there. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be fresh. Everyone's going to see the same shit and get tired of the same industry because they see the same shit and nothing innovative. Okay? Remember, if you did it first, you most likely were still inspired by somebody else. If you did it last, you probably was still inspired by somebody else. So do it anyway and do it your best. The fuck? Organize this shit and be creative. Take time. Don't see because one is launching something that you want to launch your shit that you didn't even have yet prepped in prime. Like, don't do that. You don't need to do that. Organize your own shit. Work at your own pace. You know what I mean? Don't look left. Don't look right. Focus on what you need, what your brand needs. Your brand needs you. As focused as possible on it. Okay? Not on the next. So, with that being said, y'all, I'm already here at work. Keep your people organized. Keep your ideas organized. Make sure your products are organized where you're not missing anything that you might super, super need. You know, get your props up. Get your creativity up. Get inspired. Read some good old books that on inspiration and color. You know, whatever it is you need. And whatever it is you want to do starts off with some organization, some lists, and some physical movement. So, with that being said, I love you guys so much. If this helped you, share it. And thank you so much, guys. I do very minimum promotion of the podcast, and you guys still do me so good. So, have a good ass day. Share this if you want. And, you know, stay beautiful. Have a good evening. Have a good morning. And have a good night if you sleep. Bye.